Hey, what's going on? I'm Tim Barnes. Time for a playoff edition of Stack the Pucks with a preview of the Western Conference Final between the Vegas Golden Knights versus the Dallas Stars. Now, as we enter Game 3, Vegas holds a 2-0 series lead after two overtime victories. And with that, the money line favors Dallas at minus 140, seeing as they're playing on home ice. Whereas the money line has Vegas as the underdog at plus 120. The over-under set at 5.5 with a puck line of minus 1.5 in favor of the Stars at plus 185. Now, as I mentioned, Vegas has won both games at home. They are currently riding a 4-game win streak if you include the two games versus Edmonton that propelled them to the Western Conference Final. And taking that, they took down Dallas in game 1, 4-3 in overtime, and then came back to defeat Dallas in game 2 by a score of 3-2. Now, in the first period, Miro Heiskanen scored for the Stars just 2:03 into the first period. Then around the midway point, Mark Stone converted on the power play that tied the game at 1-1. So entering the second period, it was tied at 1. And then midway through, Jason Robertson, who has had a hell of a playoff so far, converted on Dallas's power play to give them the 2-1 lead. And then in the third period, it was all Dallas, and Vegas looked like they were going to lose by a score of 2-1, but with just 2:22 remaining in the game, Jonathan Marchessault scored for the Golden Knights to tie it at 2-2. And then it didn't take long for Vegas in overtime to get that game winner because Chandler Stephenson, with just over a minute, was able to score and end the game after less than one overtime. So Vegas has the 2-0 series lead as they head into Dallas, which it's going to be a tough go for it. I mean, Dallas has played extremely well, not only in this series, but in the playoffs overall, having defeated both the Seattle Kraken as well as the Minnesota Wild to get to the Western Conference Final. And not to mention, too, Dallas was one of the top teams in the league, seeing as they had 108 points in the regular season, just 1 point shy of the Colorado Avalanche. So it's not like they were a wild card team or they had 98 points and was second or third in their division. No, they were one of the top teams in the NHL this season. And rightfully so, deserve to be in the Western Conference Final, just like the Vegas Golden Knights, who have been absolutely on a tear with their new coach, Bruce Cassidy. Amazing to think that Bruce Cassidy gets fired from Boston, goes to Vegas, and is 2 wins away from making the Stanley Cup Final in his first season in Vegas. It's crazy. I will say, I mean, this game is not going to be a cakewalk. Not only are they not in Vegas, they are in Dallas. So Dallas definitely has that home ice advantage. But again, home ice, it means something, but it doesn't mean much when you're playing in the playoffs. As well as, you know, being in Dallas, it's gonna be a different atmosphere. And again, these games have been ultra tight from the get-go. Dallas had to come back from game 1 to tie it up, which sent it to overtime. Vegas ended up winning. And then Vegas had to come back in game 2, being down 2-1 late in the third. And Vegas tied it up, sent it to overtime. They ended up winning. So again, it's not like this is going to be an easy series, especially now that Vegas is traveling. They're going to be on the road. Dallas gets to be at home for the first time in this series. So, hey, who knows? For all I know, Game 5 could go back to Vegas with the series tied at 2 games apiece. With that being said, I'm going to take Dallas. I'm going to take Dallas tonight, but I do think Vegas is going to get one on the road. I just don't think it's going to be tonight. So give me Dallas is puck line -1.5 at plus 185. For more NHL, NFL, and NBA betting and game previews, head to the Sports Stack. I'm Tim Barnard with a playoff edition of Static the Pucks preview between the Golden Knights and the Stars.